We're talking today with our State Secretary of Agriculture, Jim Reese. $600 million shortfall being talked about at state capital. I'm sure you're glad to maybe be away from that for a little while today here in Enid. But what is the game plan at the State Department of Agriculture? What are you hearing from the governor's office, and what are you making plans for right now? How does ODAFF, how do you, I guess, share whatever's got to be done?
Well, we've had a number of years that have been similar to this now. And so, if we look back and compare ourselves to 2010, this is a walk in the park. But we've gone through 2010 and 11 and 12 without any new revenue. And there are things that we're just going to have to look and expect to be more frugal in everything that we do and at least plan for a reduction in funds from the state.
I've heard some talk about maybe even a short-term reduction for the rest of this fiscal year. Are you getting any indication of that at all from the hires up?
No, I don't believe, I think that anything that we save prepares us for the next year. But as far as asking us to reduce, last year's budget will be fully fulfilled. We have the 5% appropriation limit. It's going to be it's estimated to be 3% over the 95%. So we'll be fine for this year. It's just anything that we can save for this year will make next year easier.
And are you hearing any numbers as far as what you may be expected to try to trim across the board?
No, they just told us to look at 5% and look at 10% and see what options that we might have available.
In your mind, you're really starting your second go round in effect with the governor's inauguration and her second term underway now. What you've been to the rodeo now, you understand the role of the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture. What is your desire? What do you see as something that you want to obtain? What goals are out there in front of you that you're shooting for?
Well, we've set four strategic goals that we want to achieve, and one of them that comes to mind as you say that is increasing exports. But the four are, number one, increasing ag receipts. There's a lot of things that we can't control in that, with drought, with pests, with all those things. But the things that we can do if a drought does occur or pests do occur is to provide as much education to producers as we can and as much help in emergency situations as we can. Two, increase exports. Three, increase agricultural processing our product past the bulk commodity. And four, food manufacturing. We want to increase food manufacturing. So those are the four things that increase wealth for the state of Oklahoma. And so things that we do at the Department of Ag, we want to fit into those four things to increase production from Oklahoma agriculture and therefore build the Oklahoma economy.